This episode is sponsored by St. Elmo's Whiskey.
New old dads, but we're really just two old dads. And we're really just two girl dads going through it together.
Dude!
Happy holidays.
Dude! Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Oh my God, yes. You have so much to be thankful for. Oh. Go, tell everybody.
I have the... Violet has arrived. She's in the house. We're at my house right now, out in the front porch. And my baby is in the back with mom, breastfeeding as we speak. And yes, we brought her home Sunday afternoon. It's Wednesday night, the 24th. Is it the 24th today?
I don't know, man. We're bad with weeks. How do you
anyway,
know? How do you
she was born Friday, November 20th at 3:43 in the afternoon. We checked into the hospital the Thursday night before at 6 p.m. And the inducement process, if you will, started. Is that a word?
Induction
process started that evening, and really, you know, by 3:45 the next day, 3:43 the next day, boom, there she is.
There she is, live and in person, little Vi.
Oh, and she's just the apple of my eye.
Oh, is she really?
Oh my gosh,
I couldn't tell.
She's so darling. It's just ridiculous. I am so grateful that she looks like Angie. I mean, in my opinion, when it comes to facial features on that child, you really have to, like my mom is here. My mom is here from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Becky Thurman. And she's like stretching. She's like looking for things to tell me that, you know, what it is that that the girl looks like me about. And tonight she told me my hairline. Awesome, right? That is just my mom to the core, right? And I'm so thankful that she doesn't have my nose or my ears. She's got Angie's, and it's because it's all super petite and it belongs on a woman.
Thank God.
Golly.
If anybody,
especially
doesn't...
the beak, yeah. Bro.
Well, same here. Then we got to pray for Gia.
Well, and the other thing is, I have a freaking camper head, right? I mean, I got a huge melon, and that kid's got the perfect little peanut, right? Perfect little peanut. So, yes, Violet Jean O'Donnell is in the world.
Wow. Like,
yes.
And so her birthday is November 20th.
Yes.
At 3:43 p.m.
Yes.
And couldn't be happier. Cheers to you, Dad.
Come on.
Way to go, Pat. We're so proud of you and Angie.
Thank you.
And Carrie and I were really excited to meet her. We got a chance to meet her. And so I got to meet her last night, and then we're doing this today.
Yes.
And wow, I'm just so proud of you, man.
Thank you.
What's it feel like? We've been waiting for this moment for you, for both of us, forever.
Right. Like, I'm 49. And the last time that I stayed up all night, you know, was I was up partying, basically, right? If I stayed up all night at any given time in my past, it was because I was out partying like a rock star. And and I was up all night with Angie when we first brought her home, which, you know, normally would just zap me. But there's a whole different kind of energy that is in me right now that I just barreled through it with no problem. And I'll crash here, you know, sooner. I'm just grateful. You know, like, I got Thanksgiving day after tomorrow. All I have to do is chill.
Yeah. Exactly. You got a nice little life right now, man. You got your little girl at home.
Oh, my God.
Angie's doing great.
Yes. So, indeed, she was just a trooper in the delivery room. Excuse me. I mean, she's really an athlete in many ways. She was basically, she was a ballet dancer and dancer, and I mean, she can just dance the lights out of a room. And man, the pushing process, I mean, it was 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you texted me and said, you were like, oh man, dude, this is tough.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Not for you, but you know.
Oh, yeah, and she had gotten the epidural, right? She had a, remember last episode, I wasn't even for certain if she had made the decision as to whether or not she's going to have an epidural.
Yeah.
So what, so she got, she did get one?
Well, she went into it with, they, you know, they ask all the questions. Like me, they were like, do you want PPE gear? Do you want to cut the cord? You know, all these different questions they ask you beforehand. They did the same with her. And that was, you know, do you want an epidural? And she's like, well, more than likely was kind of the response, but we'll see. Okay. And, yeah, what a godsend. Epidurals. Are you kidding me? I've never seen anybody in my life. I mean, I played college football and I've seen, you know, awful injuries all throughout my life, whether it be on TV or other, and seen people in pain, right? I've seen a lot. I've never been so close with somebody that I'm so close to that was in that much pain. I mean, I was just like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Epidural, no brainer. No brainer, dude. So, yeah, anyway, and the beauty of it was as soon as she got it, and it was trippy, the anesthesiologist, who was just a wonderful man, actually reminded me of a good friend of mine who's an anesthesiologist in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Butch, Tim Butch Farley. Anyway, same demeanor. It was just crazy. It was like, you're Butch. Anyhow, he was great. He did a great job. And it went from a pain level of a 10 out of a 10 to nothing. Nothing, dude. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, and she could feel her legs. It was like, I don't know how it all works, but it works. And they can turn it off, right? It's just kind of this constant flow of medication, and that they can just turn it off right away, and it comes back, basically. And anyhow, it was so effective to the point where she fell asleep, whereas she hadn't slept at all because her contractions had started the night before.
What time are we talking?
We basically started the whole process, the second phase of induction.
Wait, let's go back. Let's do this.
All right. I think we walked through it timeline oriented. So, you're going to the hospital on that Thursday night at 6 p.m. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I texted you. I was like, good luck, man. Mm-hmm. And you're like, send me a reminder. So I did. I did send me reminders.
Yes. You sent me a reminder to record audio, which I did.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah. Which you guys are going to hear, which is going to be great. Yeah. As you can tell, we're really excited, by the way. I'm really super pumped that you're a dad, man. I love you so much. I'm so happy for you, man.
You.
And we're in person
thank
too.
You.
So
yes, that's the way it needs to be.
Yeah, I know. That makes this episode so much better when we're in person.
Totally.
So you're at the hospital. Here you go. Wait, you can't forget that we said goodbye to you. We ran here again and we recorded.
So, yes, we talked about, you know, one of the sweetest, kindest gestures I've ever come across was when they came to see us off when we had the false alarm.
The false alarm.
Yeah. And so the same evening, right, Carrie and Angie talk all the time, and you know, they knew we were going to leave. She probably told me
leave. Yeah, on Thursday.
Because Angie's very regimented way.
And I was just hoping you were late because we were running a little behind. Oh, we were about 5 minutes behind.
Yes.
And I was like, I bet you Patrick's going to be late to his own kid's induction.
You hit it right on the melon, dude.
You weren't that late. You would be about as late as anybody, man.
Four or five minutes. Late, nevertheless.
You were. I would say it was seven.
No.
Seven total.
Okay.
Split
the difference. Yeah. With you. How's that?
I'm just busting you, man. Oh my god! But yeah, thank God we showed up and we were like, "Yo, see you later." And then you guys were like, "I could tell you guys were nervous." I mean, everybody was nervous.
Oh shit!
And so
it's big time. Angie was really nervous. She said to me, "Maybe if I'm repeating myself, I apologize." But she said to me, "I'm pretty sure it was two nights before we went in." She said she was.
Yeah, you said that.
Okay.
But still, two nights.
She was in fear.
Yeah.
In many ways.
So you guys drove up there. How long was that drive?
30 minutes.
I mean, how long in your mind was it? In your heart? It was
again,
like,
I felt pretty calm. Yeah. You know, I had just run through it in my mind. And knowing that you have basically a whole night to get acclimated to the scene and all that. And so it was pretty... It was okay.
All right.
It was easy. It was handled well.
Nice. How's that? Nice. Handled well. Driving up there, did you listen to music?
On the way up? No. I don't think so.
No, you guys just sat in silence.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember. That's a great question.
I don't know.
It's just like 50-50 in our car because I like silence and she likes something playing, so it's kind of 50-50.
Okay. All right. So you guys get up there, you go to the hospital, you park the car and you walk, or you bring her right up to the front door?
It's a pretty easy setup. Because of COVID, the way they have the entry, you can only enter into the emergency. door. So my assumption is one door, or I don't know. Anyway, that's where they guided you to, is the emergency.
Yeah, but did you
entrance.
Park and walk together, or did you?
Oh yeah, yeah. We parked and walked together. Bring the bags. It was an easy walk. It was, you know, 200 feet. Anyhow, so we check into the room, the actual room where she had labor. They check you into, and.
UPS just stopped by the door.
Oh. Live podcasting.
Joe got this concerned look like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah,
what's up with you?
Where is that coming from? Where are you at? Nah, she had a UPS vest on.
Oh, shocker. Did they come to our house?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know they came to our house.
A grand right there. One grand.
It's daily. I'm telling you, man. I walk downstairs. I run recycling to the place once a week on the weekends, right? When I go to Behringer's, on my way, I drop it off. I'll go down there on Monday and there's one box, and then I'll go down on Wednesday and there's seven boxes, and just like this, like rabbits, dude, like rabbits. Anyhow, where was I at? Oh, we just checked in, and it's kind of a suite. One of my recommendations would be bring your own pillow. And comfortable sleeping stuff, because my experience was it wasn't like my bed at all, right? It was two pull out couches, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, which kind of reminded me of back in the day, college days. But anyway, that's what it was. It was pull out couches, and you know, they were what they were. And Angie slept on, you know, hospital bed the whole night. And then so the second phase of I think it was 7 o'clock the next morning, and yeah,
so you
could see it coming in waves.
I think you got some sleep.
I did. Oh, she didn't.
Oh yeah, no, we saw the video of you snoring.
Yeah, right. That's so funny. So yeah, she was her contractions were very spaced out, but I think between nerves and fear, and then the occasional contraction that would, you know, I mean, give you a punch in the stomach, basically, would keep. She was up most of the night, yeah, and I wasn't again. And so, anyhow, it all happened the next day. They put in the Pitocin, if you will. The first round was the pill that softens or ripens everything, and then holy shit, bro! About flipping a switch.
It was crazy.
So when you noticed, right, she was going, and I'm assuming this is around noon, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
She was in hard labor, I will call it, for 2.5 hours.
Oh, okay. So
born at 3:43.
Yeah. So to 1 o'clock, it, all of a sudden the hard labor starts happening. Yeah,
and before I keep wanting to say the block.
Yeah. No. Epidural.
The epidural. Once that hit.
There's two, by the way. There's a block and an epidural. You can get.
Yeah, understood.
Block
is in my head. Anyway, so it was so impactful. She fell asleep, right? And the convulsions in her, the convulsions, both when she was awake, mm-hmm. and when she was sleeping, was just like, holy Moses, there's some serious shit going on in there. Because it was just like, it was like, I've seen in my life maybe three. Where somebody has a seizure, right? Yeah. It was basically like a seizure, but only in the stomach area.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
It was
great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, get it.
So there
I get
you go.
It. Oh, great.
That's how it was. And
you guys,
so,
you were recording a lot.
Audio,
you know,
I haven't been able to listen to all of them, but I think I have like 12 different tracks.
Okay.
On my voice recorder.
Man, you
really
iPhone. when I said I'd send you an update, you really would do it, man.
Well,
I mean,
here's the thing to do if you're going to do it: wait until the last 10 minutes. Well, last half hour when you'll sense it when it's getting close.
No,
right?
I know.
So wait till the last half hour, because I was like from the beginning, and I was like clipping and pausing, you know, playing, hit and play.
Oh, yeah, you were like
early on. So
yeah, you were like, oh wait, yeah. this is important.
Yeah, and after a while, I was like, okay, we're an hour and a half into this. I don't need to be recording every. You know? So that's why I had so many dang tracks. So anyway, that's just if you decide to do it, wait until you sense it. And,
okay,
and
got
then
it.
They start
and you know me,
and they start to say things like, "You can see the head now." You know, then it might be. Might want to start recording at that point.
Oh, you're saying at that point? Okay, got it. All right, I'll try to remember that. Dude, Patrick, you know me well enough. Obviously, I'm going to be a guy who's going to be recording on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, you know, It's not up to me. Carrie's the one. It's not going to be used for anything other than audio.
Right.
So, you know.
I asked her permission.
Yeah.
I did, and she was totally cool with it. And I do have to say this because I'm frustrated about it. I need to get it out.
Please,
talk
please.
About it
no,
the last
it's a good...
time. The final track that I recorded, and again, it's my iPhone laying on the bed next to her pillow. That's, you know, picture that. And she brought her own music, right? And she brought and she had her own track. And the songs, it's interesting. She early on, she made a track, and I listened to some of it, and it was really upbeat and like Justin Bieber and all this stuff that she led, T-Swiss. But it was all upbeat music, you know what I mean? Dance music and that sort of a thing. Well, as time's gone on, she changed her track, unbeknownst to me, to more chill music. Chill music that was kind of calm and cool. And so that was wild that she changed her track over that 9 month time. Anyhow, so that was going on. And so in the background, you have this awesome music. She's got a great sense of music. And you can hear the baby's heartbeat on the monitor. They hook them up, you know, the night before when you get there. And all night you hear the baby's heart, you know, and they're doing whatever they do with that all night. And so you could hear that in the background, the baby's heartbeat, her music, and then me coaching her, right, doing it. And it's
fucking ready. I'll go down on Monday and there's one, and I'll go down on Wednesday and there's seven.
Oh my gosh. Baby stuff or
everything.
Yes.
Square's really built up nice.
Yeah,
Garfield Park kind of in that,
uh-huh.
in that phase.
Some of that,
of
yes, okay.
Building up.
That's
so.
Nice. Okay. Let's do it. Good job. 7, 8, 9, 10. Blow it away. Good. And again, right back on it. You can do it. You can do it. Right at my fingers. Good job. There you go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Blow it away. Good. And again, right back on it. You can do it. Right at your right at my fingers. You can do it. You can do it. Good job. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you see all that hair? Head, I should say.
Oh.
Maybe a little bit of hair.
Is there a little bit of hair?
I can see your head. Maybe not a whole lot. But so it's hard to tell. We
got to. I had my really mom. Really makes you feel a certain way about it,
my
man.
Mom, she was crying yesterday when she listened to it. Angie and I cried the first time we listened to it.
So should we?
But here's the thing. The last 13 minutes of this 30-minute recording, I think it just got corrupted. So I missed the actual birth of my daughter.
It's not even that. It's 13 minutes. It's the fact that it happened right at the moment.
And I'm just talking it to get
out. No, I'm saying that it sucks. The file corrupted right at the moment.
The whole thing, yeah.
I mean, that stuff has happened to me. I mean, you know, how much stuff we record, I record. So, like, in general, it happens right at that moment.
Right.
It's like, come on.
And you have the option of having a mirror. Right, so you can see everything that's going on, both as the husband and the wife watching together. And it's very revealing. I will tell you that much right now. Very revealing.
His eyes have grown way bigger. Yeah.
Well, and the nurses are just awesome. There were two. I don't know if that's like, and the doctor, her doctor was like, would come in for 5 minutes and, you know, shout some directions and then go adjust the baby or something. And then she'd leave for 25, 35, 40 minutes, man. It was just crazy. She was like this super doctor. And I pictured her going room to room, you know, and going in and checking on the situation and putting her input.
She knows
and then
the
boom,
sign.
She's off. Or maybe she goes to her office and does paperwork.
Or she does an emergency C-section. Sometimes that happens.
Who knows? All kinds of things going on. Anyway, so... It got down to the point where Angie, and she'd been pushing for 2.5 hours, man, and it's hard work. I mean, she worked her ass off. She was sweating. Suggestion, little portable fan. I gave her a hard time when she bought it because I was like, you'll never use that. The whole time, dude, was we used a little, you know, USB-charged portable fan, and it was absolutely brilliant. She was hot, and she needed something to take her mind off things, and, you know. Yeah,
thank
it was
God!
Brilliant. It was. A
what
great
about thing. Ice chips? How important are ice
there
chips?
There was no ice chips involved. There was some water, but she rarely took any of my. Hey, do you want some water? She was like, nope. She didn't want anything to do with anything.
Well, I know Carrie, and we'll see. We'll compare notes at the end here when G is here. Eventually, I'm guessing 2 weeks.
That's
my guess is 2 weeks. It's awesome, dude. This is crazy. This is such a funny podcast.
And again,
this is the podcast that I wanted at the beginning when we started. It's this moment when you have it and I don't, so that you can just give me the advice.
Nice.
So I can just listen.
Yes. Nah, so that's one thing, the fan. The pillow and whatever you feel you need to make a surface comfortable for yourself, right? To sleep on. And so sleeping bag, whatever. Anyway, I wish I'd have brought that. I wish I'd have brought my suggestion would be to bring the fan. And the other one, I have two others, too, that I discussed with Cooper yesterday. He asked me that question.
Cooper is a couple weeks away, too. Maybe less than that. Maybe 1 week, possibly.
Yeah, and we're going to have him, I believe.
Next week. Yeah, we're going to try
Cooper
to get him on. We might even record, if we can record on Sunday, so that we can get him to guarantee that the baby's not here, because I want to hear his perspective on pregnancy up to that point.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cooper will be on, and what were the two?
Oh,
the other two.
Let me think about it. Yeah, I'll remember before the end of the show, or I'll bring him up next time. But those were the two big ones.
Wow, it sounds like it sounds like it went fast.
And getting an epidural, that's like. Yes.
We're not getting one. I might want one. give it to me. My heart's racing so much.
In one episode way a while back, Joe was pissed off that he bought a boat, and he said, "Hey, any last minute advice?" I said, "Yeah, don't buy a boat." And today I'm saying, get an epidural.
He said, "Don't buy a boat." So far, that boat's cost me big time. Oh, my God. I'll listen to you this time. Hey, so do you feel different? I mean...
Oh, I just did a whole nother level of energy. You know, my hope is...
You look younger.
Well, that's nice to hear. You know, the hope is that, you know, it turns out to be true what several people that I know that are, you know, older and have children say, and that is that keeps you young, Odie, is what I hear.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's, and you know, that'll be fun. I it's just like, it's really cool to see you as a dad.
Cool.
You deserve it.
Thank you. That's so nice.
Yeah, man.
My mom is so keyed, man. She's just on top of the world.
Is she really?
She is so, I've never seen her more happy in my life. It's just awesome to see her around that baby. She's good.
Yeah,
I said to her today, so, you know, because she's retiring next year. And it would shock me if my stepfather didn't retire. He's 82. Or he's turning 82.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right? And anyhow, he he's still working. I'm like, oh, so you're going to move to Indy then? You know, I'm like
totally trying to get her.
Yeah.
She would be awesome to have around all the time. Oh, obviously.
I agree. Yeah, same about my mom. I feel that way too. I wish she was,
yes.
I wish she was closer other than Connecticut, but
yep,
such tough. Is life.
And
such is Airbnb.
Airbnb.
This episode is sponsored by Airbnb. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, is there something... You've maneuvered that I don't know
she's,
about.
She's coming here for a couple of weeks, and she's going to use an Airbnb, Patrick.
Okay. I missed the whole point.
Oh, my God.
I missed the whole point. I thought you were... Okay, go ahead.
Dude, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
And ultimately, I think, you know, my first question was, do you feel different? Is it what you thought it would be?
I didn't have any idea. I hadn't really thought it through. I just kind of let it happen. I didn't...
No, I mean, you being a father and the way the last couple of days have been.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it what you thought it was?
Okay, so I'm gonna brag on myself here a little bit. I can already tell that what people have told me, just off and on for whatever the reason, that I would be a great dad. Just kind of out of the blue, I've heard these things, you know, whether it be sitting in a bar and some, you know, back in the day and some woman would walk away, you'd be a great dad. It's like, what? What's that even mean?
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, and then on top of that, as time's gone on, for whatever reason, it's been you'd be a great girl dad. It's like morphed into that. Not even just a girl, good, great girl dad, and I'm gonna be a great girl dad, dude.
No doubt about it. I really
did.
Am.
You hear that, folks?
Yeah.
Freaking 4 days in, and he's a
great. My word.
You're already a great girl dad,
mark
dude. You're already one. You don't even mark your words. It's already here.
I know.
Doing great, man. Awesome. I did. I saw you change Violet, and I watched you handle, you know, hold her and hold her in a way that that is clearly she's the apple of your eye. That's awesome, my man.
Yes.
So good. Congratulations. So
thank
obviously
you.
we've spent this whole episode just you know, pining over Violet. And how pretty, she's such a cute baby, man. So I got to hold her, and it came really super real for me too, holding Violet.
Yeah,
because now we've been talking about Violet and Gia, and now it's like Gia's still this whimsical thought, and then you have Violet who's here, and I was holding her.
Oh,
that means it's that much one more step closer already.
Yes.
And didn't we hold? I guess the girls held Violet to Carrie's stomach.
Yes.
And Gia kicked.
Yes.
Right,
and jolted Violet. She like, eh.
No.
Yeah, that's what they said,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
That's what they said. Yeah, you didn't hear that last night?
Yeah, best friends already.
Yeah, they said it jolted Violet. You missed that part.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're going to have to learn how to do hair.
I know.
I mean, my sister.
Angie will pioneer that, and I'll follow her lead.
There's a class that teaches dads how to do girl hair.
Oh,
yeah,
that
and makes
fun.
Us like it makes us really good at it. Like
really,
yeah. They run it through. I can actually I'll find that and
well, that's a good idea.
Try to put it at the end of the episode.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So anyway, dude, this is great. You're gonna be great. I think
I did cut the cord. By the way, I chose to cut the cord. Highly recommend that. Yeah, I mean it's very, they, you know. the doctor knows what the hell she's doing, so she makes it, she stretches it out, and it's like cutting a piece of rubber band.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying. It's not gross at all for those.
Right.
That,
it's not painful, you know.
And it's not. Yeah,
pain is over.
It was a half second.
Now, did you see? This is a serious question. Did you see Angie pass or give birth to the placenta?
I saw the back end of it. I was over. I don't know if I was probably fiddling with my phone.
Yeah. See?
No. So here's how it was. So they were about the time that I lost the audio was about the time that they, you know, they said, hey, oh, you really can see her head now. And the two nurses were getting fired up. We're going to get the doctor in here. And so doctor, you know, the one that the in and out doctor, they summon her and she comes in and then, you know, gloves all up and sets up her receiving area. It's, you know, she's got her own setup, all the green. So it was a whole nother situation. And boom, sure enough, next contraction. They knew exactly what they were doing, dude. They knew exactly that the next contraction was going to deliver that baby. And that's why they brought the doctor in at that moment. And sure enough, next contraction, it, you know, doctor did whatever they do to get it out. And the final push, and bam, there she was, bro. You know, just crazy.
Good for you, yeah, dude. That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
And I had that all on audio, I thought. Anyway, sorry. I'll let it go, Joe. Pisses me off.
You can. I know the audio. It's always going to be there. Unlucky 13. Yeah. Son of a bee.
No kidding. Anyway.
Oh, my God. So, also wanted to. So, the days after were pretty. I mean, from what you were talking, we had a chance to talk and text a little bit, and we FaceTimed. And mm-hmm. actually, we were in the middle of our class, our second class, that second 2.5 hour class from Franciscan. And we took the camera off and we walked away because Carrie and I wanted to talk to you guys and see.
Oh,
Violet.
She was
awesome. She was so cute right then, and we're like, oh my God, it was crazy. Right. And then holding her now, it's kind of crazy.
So I'm sorry. Let me go. And this is the so they they took Violet over to a table. Right, the two nurses go over and you know they go to work. And Angie doesn't mind me telling these things because she tore. She had to have two stitches.
Oh yeah.
The scale is 1 to 4, and she was a two.
Yeah.
And so you know, I don't know. I don't even know how long that is. Doesn't matter to me. Anyway, so I went over while they were working on my daughter, and took photos of them.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I got shit tons of photos that way, and video for that matter. Then they brought it back to Ange, and that's where we took that photo, that one shot. Right.
How do we feel about a GoPro? Did you do the GoPro?
I brought the GoPro. I brought it, but it just didn't fit. No, I mean it required. I was holding every time she would do a contraction. My shoulder's still sore, man. I would hold her on the back of the knee, and they would ask her to curl up like a C. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so she was holding on to handles, and. One nurse had a leg up and I had the other leg up. And after 2.5 hours of that, my left shoulder was fried.
Poor you. Poor you, Patrick. Oh, your wife is over here in a C position, pushing a watermelon out of her vagina. And you're over here, my shoulder. Sometimes, Patrick, you crack me up, man. Oh, my gosh.
So,
better grab your pillow.
Yeah.
You better grab your pillow.
Grab your pillow for sure.
All right, time out. I got to ask you. So the days after you got really, obviously this is more than a couple hours, so like Saturday, you got to leave because I'm going to have to leave to go check on the dog. So you got the chance
to go check on
the dog.
Yeah, I got in trouble actually, Joe. I got in trouble going from my house back to the hospital, which was call 2 hours, right? And so anyway, yes, I went back to let Lorelai or bring a blanket that smelled like Violet back to Lorelai, our dog, so she could sniff it, and the cat, Joaquin. And so the pets, I let them smell it. You know, Lorelai was smelling it big time and hung out. And then Tim, my buddy Tim, was down at Behringer's, and he goes, "Hey man, let's have a quick celebration drink before you head back to the hospital. I was like, okay, cool. So I'm just going to go meet Kevin and Tim and have a real quick and Jay was down there. Have a quick 20-minute celebration, and I'm out the door. Well, on Angie's phone, and I wasn't, like, trying to hide anything, but she has...
It's not much of a secret, Patrick.
It's my bar, right? It's my bar. And so, anyhow... She saw when I was there on her cell phone. She, why are you at Behringer's? And she got frustrated and mad because I was at what she would say a bar, but it's my bar. Anyhow, was there for 20 minutes and we talked it out. I get it. It was, I wasn't trying to hide anything. I should have texted her or called her and told her I knew it'd be a short visit. So it is what it is. And so, yeah, then went back. They had moved us into a different section of the hospital. Kind of the recovery area, I guess you could call it. And excuse me. And I think we had 8 different nurses throughout that 3-day period. So we ended up staying for 3 nights total. They made us, we thought we'd be out of there, Saturday afternoon, Saturday early evening. And they, apparently Violet in the nursery one night, had an episode where she turned blue and coughed up. They really had to work hard to get out some fluid from her lungs.
Amniotic fluid.
Yeah. And so anyway, they were just like, let's just keep them one more night. And so, yeah, but the nurses were unbelievable. It was quite the thing. And
was Violet in trouble?
I'm forgetting his name. The gentleman, the fireman.
Tim.
Tim
Griffiths.
Anyway, Tim, I'm sorry. So Tim gave advice that was, let them take the baby to the nursery so you can chill out and rest. And,
yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, and so Angie wasn't keen on it, right? She was like, I don't want my baby out of the room. And they have all kinds of they have a GPS on the ankle, and they have a process that they follow, you know, just to match up the baby with the parents, basically, and make sure nothing happens to me. So I wasn't worried about any of that. And I kept promoting, hey, let's let the nursery... You know, from what I understand, and I told her, Fireman Tim said,
Firefighter Tim
said, hey, I love do this. Tim. And so anyway, there was a couple different nights where they took her for 3-4 hours, and I would recommend that. Hard to do, I think probably more so for mom, maybe. It was for her. It was hard for her to say, hey, let's let him take the baby to the nursery for however long, so we can kind of hang out. I mean, my bed sucks, right? I need everything I can get just to sleep on that thing.
Careful, Patrick. Careful. But yeah, so recommend that. That's cool. Mm. That makes sense. Dude, you're telling, it's so nice to hear you. I don't think in any of the podcasts you've spoken as much as you have. Usually, sometimes I feel like I'm the one always talking. On this episode, man, this is your episode. Mm. Violet Jean is the name of the whole episode. The title is going to be Violet Jean. That's all it's going to be called.
I'm trying to think of some other moments. How long we've been going now? I feel like.
Oh, you mean rambling? No, How long has Dougman listened to?
My mom mentioned Doug when we were driving from the airport last night. She brought up. We were talking about our podcast, and she brought up Doug.
He's infamous, man. He's the only one that listens.
Yeah, there's going to be t-shirts before you know it. You know, Doug. Don't be a Doug.
Just Doug. Come on, man. What are you doing?
Don't pull a Munson, and don't be a Doug.
Don't be a Doug. We're about 35 minutes in, so...
Oh, we're good then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you're doing a great job, man.
Thanks. I'm trying to think of their...
It's hard to remember in the moment. It's like football, right? When we played football, all of a sudden, you know, at the end of the game, you're like, what happened? You know, it's just like a whirlwind of, like, emotions and your adrenaline and running around. I'm talking about football right now, not even having a baby. But it sounds the same when I say it like that. It sounds like that's what it is, running around and... So all I have to remember is door two, floor two.
Why?
Because that's all I got to remember.
Oh,
that's what happens. I know where to go in the hospital. It's down the street from our house. Door two, floor two. We're going up and then we're going to sit there.
Oh, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
We find out, next week, I think it's next Saturday. Feels like a Saturday tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just like does.
Yeah, it really does. Doesn't it?
I know. Because of Halloween, because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, our suite that we went into for recovery, I lived in Omaha, Nebraska for 14 years, right? And there's one of my favorite bands of all time is out of Omaha called 311. And our room number was 311. So I was like, wow. It was like, yes. As I was walking through, I said to Angie, hey, 311. And she's like, who's that?
Right? Yeah, you're so old.
I know.
Good for you, man. That'd be like 182 for me and Carrie. Blink 182.
There you go.
You know? Yeah. Hopefully it'll be blink and it's over. Imagine if, so we don't know if we're going to do the induction. We find out a week on December 7th when, if we're going to do an induction on December 14th,
got it.
18th, or 20th.
Got it.
Now the 21st is my birthday. We really would love the 14th or the 18th. I mean, as early as possible in our minds.
Like, yeah.
Get her out. Let's get Christmas going. You know, we're going to be.
You know, one thing I will say, looking, and obviously I've never experienced the other way, but to me, and I'm not much of a planner. I'm a kind of a spur of the moment. And she is, right? And so to me, it's not, I could, anyway, I think for us, it made all kinds of sense to have that date, right? We're doing it this date, 6 o'clock on that Thursday. For us, that worked really well. It's hard for me to imagine corralling all your emotions in an effective way if all of a sudden Carrie's in the house right now and goes into labor and she's like,
if she went into labor right now during a live podcast.
And not like what would Angie felt when we had our, what Angie felt during the false alarm. Right? It was all very calm.
Yeah, yeah.
But and maybe none of them are like what I see in the movies.
It's where, not.
Because none of them are like that.
No, remember 5'11", man.
Wait, so there's a woman here in town that I know that her name is Dora Lutz. She's a business coach. And she like had everything happen in the car on the way to the hospital.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't know about having the, but it, like it went so, to a very... It went fast.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Anyway, anyhow,
You liked having a plan. I agree. I think that's the way to go.
Looking back on it. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Kind of like what?
No, I was going to say kind of like Cooper and Brooke deciding not to.
Not to find out too.
That'll be great to hear him talk about that.
Decision, I know. Well, I want to. Yeah, I can't wait to hear before and after. He's got to come on before and then after.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's not an old dad, but he's a new dad.
Correct.
Maybe a girl dad.
Possibly.
Doing it together.
50-50 at this point, I gotta think.
I would say 50-50. I say it's a girl, but the girls are claiming it's a boy.
It's gotta be. Oh, they are?
Yeah, the girls think it's a boy.
And they're witches, dude, so it's gonna be
a boy. Yeah, they're witches. Yeah, no.
You know, and the other thing, too, is we have some neighbors that live right on the other side of this house.
Mm-hmm.
Younger folk, they're great. We had them over dinner one night. They're awesome. And they're like 4 months away from having a baby.
Oh, my God,
dude. I know. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I did. My friend Quinn just had a baby.
Awesome.
And
congratulations, Quinn.
His name is Jack.
Jack.
Yeah.
I love that name.
And he, Quinn didn't know either. They didn't know if it was going to be a boy or girl and came out as a boy. And he's like, it was so surreal. So I was so proud for him. He had a girl first, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
No, not at all. Not at all. This is fun. I kind of like, reliving and it being the the Violet Jean podcast.
Yeah, it's straight up Violet Jean.
This is for you, girl. This is for you, baby.
Good for you, Pat, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Gia, but it's just like she's not real right now to me because she's in the belly, right? You know,
totally.
And until I see her little face, which I know it's going to be like, boom, that's what it's going to be for me. Immediately. I feel like when I see her face...
You'll be smitten.
Now, did you skin to skin yet?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Angie and I were at the table. I
got to lose some more weight.
She's mistaken my man boobs for my wife's boobs. No, actually, she's not. Here's a funny line that my wife had recently. She said, I should send a photo of my boobs to Jugs magazine because we could make some money off of that.
She is so engorged. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
So anyway, that's my wife. How cool is that? I don't even remember. I lost my train of thought.
What were you talking about, Patrick? Go ahead. Continue. You're saying it was good to relive it and be here.
Yeah.
But I'll take over from here on out. That's okay. I got it now. No, I'm just messing. We should read. Yeah, let's go back, guys. Let's go back in the past. Here we go. Like a time machine. That's terrible. That was terrible. Absolutely horrendous.
I love it.
Carrie is technically still 4 weeks, less than 4 weeks away.
Okay.
So week 37, we're going to read. And I can't even.
Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. Ooh, while you're looking that up.
Perfect.
My mom and I were sitting at the table, and we were commenting today on you and Carrie holding Violet last night and how you were both just like gaga and just like in awe of her size. And you were like, holy, you were just like, wow. You were both of you guys were, your heads were in a cloud. It was so
and Devin
funny.
Was here too.
And Devin was
Devin got fun. To meet her.
Devin was like fighting it. You know, he's like, I don't want to look.
Well, he was, right. he was also nervous. He was also nervous to hold the baby, for sure.
Good point. Good point. But he was fighting it a little bit, I think. I think he's still fighting that, having a, I want a boy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think he's in that mode. As far as,
no,
oh, by the way, do you want to? He's good on that. I told my mom we might bring her on to say hi. Should I grab her to say hi?
Let's
as soon
do
as we're done with.
Yeah, well, let's have her say goodbye. I think we should have her say goodbye as a grandma. That's a great idea.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So week 37, it's, I can't read it because it's so dark. Yeah, Patrick's got it. So, you wrote a false alarm up here. So that was 37
that was
the week.
When we had the fall. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were like, wow, she's going to be here early.
Oh, we didn't finish that. So you guys came over. Yeah, we did. Go ahead.
I can't stop him tonight, guys. It's his podcast. It's the Violet Gene podcast. Here you go, Vi. This is your dad.
Oh, that's funny.
That's great.
That's funny.
So a couple of the week 37. Unless Patrick's got something else to say. Here you go.
Joe and I were talking about before we started the podcast when we were discussing the weeks. About how we've gotten it. We've screwed this up every week, dude.
This might not even be week 37. I don't even know.
You're man. On what? Well, I think I'm on this. Yeah, no, you're on
the whole time, guys.
All right.
But baby is dropping in her pelvic pain, urge to pee are very prevalent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, we had some serious pains last night when Ooh. Carrie was going to sleep. We were a little concerned.
Really?
Not really. I was like, and then she's like, it'll be fine. I'll just go to sleep. And sure enough, she woke up and it was fine. And she's obviously really tired as of late and she's peeing a lot more. So that's absolutely true. Nesting. Oh, my God. Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah, she won't stop moving. She won't stop moving around. I'm like, Carrie, sit down and relax. Even Devin's like, yeah, Mama, sit down.
Oh,
like,
is boy. That right?
Yeah, she was doing a lot of stuff. But then again, there's a lot going on in terms of getting ready for the holidays. And then just like we wrapped all the presents. And like, you know, it was crazy. But I'm helping her. I'm trying to. And then the washing machine broke.
Oh, that's right.
In my house.
That's just crap.
Which I think happened after. Yeah, it happened this weekend. This past weekend. So... yeah, but I fixed it. It's already working again.
Good.
And it just was the nesting full effect. And then I'm painting the washing machine or the laundry room. I'm painting the walls of the laundry room. I did it on Saturday and Sunday.
That's a lot of you got a lot of energy. You got a lot of you're working it hard.
I'm trying like to get it ready.
I like we talked about. I did all the floors the two nights before here. As far as cleaning them and mopping them and all that. Oh,
I was trying to help you. You wouldn't let me come over to help.
Well,
plan ahead. This is it. This is go time. Everyone is high on alert. This isn't the time to accidentally leave your cell phone in a friend's car. If you're worried about it happening, swallow your pride, take one for the team, and get a fancy hip clip holster. Stay in daily contact with everyone who is included in your emergency plan. Keep in touch, even if it's just a quick update on how Mom is feeling. Got it. So, be the meal warden. Encourage your partner as difficult to eat small meals and snacks. Oh man, I wish I knew this. I'm going to start doing that. Carrie definitely needs. That's about it from Adrian Culp.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adrian. Thanks, Adrian.
What's pregnant. Up, the first time dad's pregnancy handbook.
You're just scared that he's going to be mad at us. That's why you're doing it so much right now.
No, I... We'll save that for another episode.
No, we want to try to get Adrian Culp on. We want to try to get Adrian Culp on. That's our goal.
We've been talking about it.
either way, maybe he'll do it. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll tell us to go F off. That's it. Well, notice how he didn't swear.
There are basically three things that can happen, Joe. And anyway, we're saving that for another time.
Yeah, but I'm going to start telling Carrie that we're going to start eating small meals. That's a good idea. I got to admit, I feel like I'm not doing as good a job getting ready for the baby as I should. I've been really consumed by the new startup and the new job.
Yeah, but give yourself a break.
No, it's okay. I'm going to focus on it. It's Thanksgiving. I'm going to use this weekend, this four-day weekend, to really think about what the next steps are so that I can implement it starting next week.
Right on.
And really be ready from music, making sure the diffusers, I know it's all there. I just need to make sure it's all taken care of. So anyway, I need to prepare.
Well, you'll be fine.
Thank you, Patrick.
And like I said, give yourself a break because you are, I understand that
I have all
train
this
of thought, and you can't. You got to drive on, man. You just got to drive on, and where you're at with this business and your business, you know, it's just
sure,
it's
true.
You got to drive on. Yep, it is what it is.
But
capitalism.
Capitalism. It is what it is.
What is is.
Well, I'd say let's get your mom coming in here to say goodbye because we're coming down to the end of the episode. We don't want it to keep you guys too long. I mean, we sometimes go off for an hour, but not recently. We really appreciate everyone listening. If you are listening and you're not Doug, we really appreciate it.
But listen,
if
Doug,
you're Doug,
we appreciate you.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
Some more than others.
Don't mind if you do mind.
Don't mind if you do mind, Joe.
Yeah, in all honesty, dude, we came up with this idea to do this podcast at the beginning because you and I are friends. Mm-hmm. This is some special time that we've been able to hang out and then record it so that we can listen.
Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So I really appreciate it. So, I love you, man.
I love you too. Oh, I'm going to go grab
your
mom.
You go grab your mom. We're going to pause.
Okay. Okay, we're back. I want to say we're back. Anyway, I want to introduce everybody to my mother, Becky Thurman. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Patrick.
I love this. So I want to get your perspective on what has happened since you've arrived. So just kind of take us up till now. And then I have a couple of questions. And then you're going to end the show tonight. So if you would just talk about, you know, since I picked you up at the airport, a 5 to 10 minute breakdown of your time here and where you're from.
Okay. I'm Becky Thurman and I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Patrick is my son and I am thrilled to be here in Indianapolis, to be able to spend some time with his beautiful daughter, my beautiful granddaughter, Violet Jean. Pat picked me up at the airport on Monday evening, and I couldn't wait to get here, but as soon as I got here, I went right to the shower and took a shower and changed of clothes and
COVID,
yeah,
pandemic, we're still in a pandemic.
Yep, and making sure to wear a mask around the baby and Pat and Angie, of course. And
Lorelai barks in the background.
So since arriving here, I am holding beautiful little Violet Jean as much as I can and trying to help out as much as I can to give Pat and Angie some time and do dishes, whatever I can do to help.
Oh, that's awesome. That's exactly right. Perfect. Good timing. How did you know that? She had just finished up her breakdown of her time here, basically.
I had no idea.
And so we're ending the show. Come back in with us
if you would, please. I'm here. I'm in the background.
You are.
So
I'm in the background.
Every episode we do, Patrick says a saying of some sort.
Yes.
So he always has like some word of advice because he's of course the eldest on the podcast.
The eldest.
Yes.
The deacon of the podcast, if you will. So I'm going to end this, Mom. And Mom, I'm so grateful you're here to see you around that our your granddaughter, my daughter, this has been the best. This is going to be the best week of my life.
Yeah, it's pure joy.
No question. Pure joy. Yeah. From last Thursday to this coming Sunday, I'm in heaven. This is really wonderful. I pulled up a Stephen Covey quote today that I thought was pretty good, and you'll respect this, Joe, because you're a sales guy. And I was typing out when I was in my office this morning, I was typing out a memo to a group of salespeople that I basically at Access Mobility, and I sent out a bunch of holiday shopping advice basically, and I found this quote and I thought it was pretty good. It's by Stephen Covey again, God rest his soul. It says, "Seek first to understand and then to be understood."
That's a good one.
Seek first to understand and then to be understood.
There you go.
Right.
It's kind of like listen to understand and not to respond. Right. Same thing. And so anyway, I thought that was a pretty good, a Covey. A
but wait,
Covey.
Does your mom have any advice?
Any sage
advice?
She is a deacon. She is a deacon at our church.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes,
I used to be. That's
you
correct.
Used to be. I'm sorry.
Yes. I think that's a wonderful quote. And I would just say, enjoy this moment.
Oh.
You have been blessed.
Oh, Mom. That's awesome. That's awesome. I love you so much.
You bet. Love you too.
We love you guys. We love you. The Melillos love you too. As I come up. Thank you so much. And we really appreciate everybody for listening. And Patrick, we'll see you next week.
See you on the flip-flop, Mom.
Have a great week.
Love it.
All right.
Top That's guy. Great.
Top that guy. Is good stuff.